Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach. Today we'll be talking about humility. First of all, most of us realize that we are naturally self-centered and that we often respond to those around us in ways that make us appear proud, haughty, or arrogant. But if we look at Jesus' life, we see an excellent example of humility. And an example that we should strive to follow. He taught that pride was destructive, but humility was powerful. Rather than tooting his own greatness, Jesus was willing to kneel down and wash the feet of others to show that we are all about servants to each other and to God. Humility today also, that low, sweet root from which all heavenly virtues shoot. And Malachi 6:8 it says, he has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the law require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. But all who humble themselves before the Lord shall be given every blessing and shall have wonderful peace. Clothe yourself today with humanity toward one another, for God is opposed to the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time. And that came from 1 Peter 5:5-6. Today we are talking on humility and trying to understand humility. It's like a manufactured stone. The humble person's color shines forth, but by their nature they are able to bear injustice without retaliating. Do one duty even when one is not watching. Kept at the job until it is finished, and make use of criticism without being defeated by it. And when we think about humility, at one time true humility was thought to mean thinking negative of oneself or belittling oneself. But this is neither a correct interpretation nor a current definition. It is more accurate to look at humility as not thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. Be honest in your estimate of yourself. Measure your value by how much faith God has given you. Humility actually means not thinking of oneself, but putting others first. We disregard our right and ambition so we can serve God by serving others. Arriving at a place of humility is a result of understanding the biblical advice to serve each other with humble spirit. For God gives special blessings to those who are humble, but sets himself against those who are proud. If you will humble yourself under the mighty hands of God, in his good time he will lift you up. And the major obstacle to humility is pride. Pride and self-will become hindrance to our life of faith when we believe that God either does or does not understand our situation in life. We believe that if we do not need God's help to live our Christian life, we think we can look out for ourselves. Not so. When pride lures us into independent living of God, the result can be devastating. The book of Proverbs is full of warnings about the dangers of allowing pride to creep into our lives. Pride leads to arguments. Be humble. Take advice. Become wise. Proverbs 13:10 say, pride's end in destruction. Humility ends in honor. And sometimes, the best way to humble ourselves is just to walk outside and see everything God has created. A daily walk provides a peaceful way to focus on the world outside. It is not always easy to simply step aside into solitude or rest and quietness, but unless I learn how my entire growth in God will be, and as a simple first step in this direction, may I suggest to the hearers this morning, take 20 minutes each day to go out and walk along a brisk walk, only smiling to strangers, deliberately looking for the beauty and the handiwork of God in the natural world about him. Inwardly adoring the Lord for who he is, leaving the worries and work at home or in the office, it will prove to be a tonic, a rest that results in growth in God. And the secret of rest and humility, rather than proudly striving to get ahead on our own, we must learn to relax in the provision God has made for us. Only this will bring us God's perfect rest. Christ was the perfect example of what humble really means. While it may be difficult, we should make every effort to follow his example of humility. Don't be selfish. Don't live to make a good impression on others. Be humble. Think of others as better than yourself. Don't just think about your own affairs, but be interested in others, too, and what they are doing. Your attitude should be the kind that was shown us by Jesus Christ, who, though he was God, did not demand and cling to his right as God, but laid aside his mighty power and glory, taking the disgust of a slave and become like men. And he humbled himself even further, going so far as actually to die a criminal death on a cross. Yet it was because of this that God raised him to the height of heaven and gave him a name, which is above every other name. In that name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven, and on earth and under the earth, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And as I was reading in the Word of God, Apostle Paul was deeply humble. He knew he had worked hard and accomplished much, but only because God had poured kindness and grace upon him. True humility is not convincing yourself that you are worthless, but recognizing God's work in you. It is having God's perspective on who you are and acknowledging his grace in developing your ability. Today, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. That's taken from James 4 and 10. Also today, the humble shall see their God at work for them. No wonder they will be so glad. All who seek for God shall live in joy. Judging is not up to us. We're still talking about humanity. For some reason, we tend to evaluate other people, yet it is not our job to judge others. That remains the work of God. Have you ever noticed how often we make a snap judgment about people we hardly know? We catch a glimpse of a person and suddenly feel able to judge them. Most often, if we can take time to get to know that person, we realize that our first impression were at best superficial, at worst dead wrong. Perhaps it is human nature to judge. Most people have at least a small core of insecurity that comes out in the need to compare. I wouldn't trust him farther than I could throw him, as we say. Have you ever met somebody so irresponsible? Jesus cut to the chase on our knees to stand in the judgment of others. Our limited human expression does not give us the perspective of right to pass judgment on others. The next time you feel self-righteous judgment wailing up inside you, try to catch yourself and analyze from where the need to judge is coming. Are you threatened by other persons, feeling insecure about some aspect of your life? Do you need to stand out in the crowd? Our need to judge usually says more about us than about the person we judging. So today, listeners, it is better to be of a humble spirit with the lower than to divide the spar with the pride. Just remember, humanity versus pride. This is an appropriate time to have pride in our accomplishment as well as time to be humble. In God's scale of value, humble stands very high. He has always loved to advance the humble. Such equality should ever grow. No more or no less. Humanity. Why does humanity really mean? It doesn't mean you should take down on yourself, but that you should accept yourself for who you are, including the good and the bad. Everyone have a wonderful and prosperous day, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday at the same time. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.